Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's bring in Eddie Glaude now, an African-American studies professor at Princeton University. Professor, welcome to you.
It's my pleasure.
And what's your takeaway from Joe Biden's strong showing again last night?
You know, I think it's a combination of the particular electoral environment. This is not a race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, but a race between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That difference matters. I think the electorate is kind of motivated by the overarching concern of getting Trump out of office. And the idea of taking a chance on a revolutionary agenda in this context, I think, has people a bit nervous. And then, of course, there are just those folks who support the political positions of Biden. So he's been able to build a coalition of white suburban women, older voters, older white voters, and African-American voters, older African-American voters. And we're seeing the turnout in his favor. So I think it's pretty clear where the electorate is going, the Democratic electorate is going.
The turnout in Joe Biden's favor is better than what it was in 2016. He's outperforming what Hillary Clinton did, according to the numbers. Do you think that that bodes well for the general election if he is, in fact, the nominee?
Sure. I mean, political scientists have been talking about this for a while, that we were on the precipice of a historic turnout. We saw this in 2018 in the midterms, right? And in some ways, that blue wave that gave Nancy Pelosi the gavel has evidenced itself once again in the Democratic primary. So I think more than anything, this is more about anti-Trump than it is about excitement around the Biden campaign. He's benefiting from it. And I think We all need to understand that as we move forward.
Well, in fact, some progressives are making that point. They're saying that 2020 is not a season of hope, but in fact, it is a season of fear of losing the White House again to Donald Trump. And now that we've seen some of these elections playing out, I mean, what do you think of that idea? Is that still valid?
I think so. You know, I think, look, when Bernie Sanders came out of Iowa and New Hampshire, there was almost a full-blown panic among those who were moderate and conservative Democrats, or we might even call them corporate Democrats. There was this cry from the Beltway that we had to save the party from Sanders and his communist, quote-unquote, as Bloomberg described him, ilk. And so there was this kind of politics of fear around the social revolution as Sanders described his agenda, and what it would mean for the country. And so there was, I think, a mobilization of fear and panic and a consolidation around that has in some ways oriented a large segment of the Democratic Party. Again, that's not to say that there aren't folks out there who agree with Biden, but I would want to say that, you know, we know, I mean, de Tocqueville and Hobbes and even Machiavelli talked about the importance of fear in our politics. And we saw it deployed very clearly in the primary as we were coming out of New Hampshire into South Carolina. And I think that fear played a significant role in the momentum that we're experiencing now with Vice President Biden.
I'm looking at some of the exit polls from last night in Michigan. Joe Biden won black voters by a 2-3 margin. And we just heard Jesse Jackson say that Bernie Sanders has the right to stay in this race. But what do last night's numbers tell us about that?
You know, I was really looking closely at those numbers because I wanted to see whether or not the support for Biden was basically regional, that it was Southern. But what we see in Detroit, and we saw it in Missouri and elsewhere, is that black voters have made their choice. They are, in some ways, choosing the person that they think can beat Donald Trump. Mm. Some of them, of course, agree with Biden, but for the most part, I think this reflects a substantive judgment that this is the best chance to get rid of the man in the White House. Now, whether this means that Sanders should step aside, I don't think we should make that judgment now. What we need to do is wait till Sunday.
The debate, right.
And see how that goes, right? We have to see how Biden responds in real time to a progressive agenda that confronts his voting record. And we need to understand what that is. We need to understand what we're choosing.
What will the eventual nominee need to do to make sure that black voters show up for the general election?
You know, I think we're going to show up no matter what, right? I think Biden's going to have to put forward, I think, a clearly stated agenda where he's going to have to commit, as he's already, I think he's already committed to appointing a woman, a black woman, to the Supreme Court. I think he has to have, he has to choose a VP that's going to excite the base. Could it be Stacey Abrams? I don't know. But it has to be someone who's not just simply center-right. It has to be someone that makes the progressive wing of the party excited. We don't want to make the Tim Kaine mistake again, right? I think also we need to see a clear agenda around criminal justice, a clear agenda around housing, a clear agenda around the labor market and employment, right? Specifically talking to black folk, right? That is to say, we just can't give him our support because he knows us, right? We need to see something. We need a firewall for black people, as Reverend Jackson would say. So I think we're going to see those numbers. We just need to continue to press whomever's the nominee for a clear agenda for black America.
That's Princeton University African-American Studies professor Eddie Glaude. Eddie, thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you.